Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to part two of Franchise Interviews on Blog Talk Radio on this Tuesday, March 11th, 2008. And we're continuing our interview with Joe Matthews, who's the author of Street Smart Franchising. And in part two, Joe dives a little deeper into the book and gets into some more great franchise advice. Enjoy.
Very successful Street Smart Franchising. And Don, I think you were up. I think we were going to talk about behavior styles.
Joe, what behavior style is the most successful at running a franchise? I've looked at this a little bit. I thought it's very interesting the four different styles you have and how you break that down. Can you explain that a little bit, please?
Yeah, anybody who's ever taken a behavior profile, most profiles are. Generally off the same technology. I'm going to oversimplify it, but basically you can chunk down people into four basic buckets. So one bucket would be like some people would know them as the type A personalities. Those are the real drivers.
Right.
We call them the action heroes. Go, 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 charge, 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 take the hill. Very strong, high activity, authoritarian leadership style. The second style is more outgoing, gregarious, and charismatic, more of like the Bill Clinton type leadership style, the Ronald Reagan, just great orators, charismatic type personalities, visionaries, they're creative.
Right.
And then you've got the analyticals, the more introverts. So one is called the faithful sidekick. They're very nice, they're loyal, they're kind of like rhythm players. They don't really have to lead. They may lead. They may choose to lead, but they're happy being in the background. Letting other people win. They're the great listeners. They're the real empathetic types, kind of like the Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa type.
Right.
Okay. And then there's the real high analytics, the computer programmer type, and that's the private eye. They're the highest on information. Like they're the guys that invented the internet, right?
Right.
They just want data and information. See, I don't know if you ever walk into a high-tech company, but you see the offices are all dark except for one flicker of light from the computer monitor.
Yeah.
and they're in there punching away in the pitch black, right? Yeah. And they just come out to go to the bathroom and grab some water.
Right.
So they're like ideal franchise would be lighthouse keeper. They don't like people. They like working alone. But there's just not a lot of franchisors out there that would appeal to somebody like that.
So right, the faithful sidekick. I'm sorry, Joe. I was going to say the faithful sidekick, obviously, less of a people person. And when they're making their franchise decision, they should really keep that in mind, I guess. These behavior styles are important as you're doing your due diligence, deciding on what you want to do. I think it's such a key aspect.
You really have to line up your genius and your skills with whatever the winning formula is of that particular business. Now, some people will tell you, and a lot of franchise systems would demonstrate that the action or the comedians are typically the more successful in their system. Yeah, I think there's other reasons for that. If you look at who are the ones most likely to follow the system, the real methodical types, those would be the analytics, like the faithful sidekick and the private eye.
Right. Right.
But they also have the lowest risk tolerance. So the people most likely to buy into the system, which are the outgoing, gregarious, hard chargers, which are the comedians and the action hero, they're also least likely by profile to follow the system they just bought.
Right.
They're very low on systems orientation. Systems when other people say do this, do that. They can follow their own systems, which is why they're entrepreneurs, but they struggle following systems that other people design. They have a tendency to resist. So, one of the disconnects in franchising, there's a lot of little ones, is the people most likely to buy into a business, the higher risk profiles, which are those action heroes and the comedians, are also least likely to follow the system they just bought. Which makes the franchisor crazy. Can you see the potential for conflict there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't know if there's necessarily a style that's like the universal style that's the best entrepreneurial style. Mm-hmm. Businesses require different things.
Right.
Take like the sponsor of the show they've got a number of different concepts. One is 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, which is where people go in a van and they drive around and they pick up dry cleaner.
Right.
You know, and you know, good customer service would be don't talk to anybody. Right, and don't disrupt anything, right?
Absolutely, right.
You know, so now if you're a real people person, yeah, how much time do you want to spend on the road sitting in the van all by yourself?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, that's not a good fit.
Right.
You know,
most likely you're not going to be happy, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're more introverted, you know, and being alone is energizing, and you want to make money and just have people leave you alone.
Sure.
And that's your idea of a good time, and there are people like that, that would be a great fit for that.
So this really gets into the details of your book, where sometimes you feel the franchisor sometimes not going after that type of person with the behavior style that best fits their system. Is that what happens a lot of times, Joe? Why you know, sometimes
it's not a match.
Yeah, I mean, that can be
a
problem.
Just not, yeah, they're just not a match. I think franchisors labor under the delusion that their business is right for everybody. That's part of the problem. Another part of the problem is they're selling. In other words, they look at their franchise as something that they have to sell.
Yeah.
You know, so it almost doesn't matter who they're talking to. You know, they look at it as kind of like a commodity, something that people should own.
Right.
You know, and it becomes a more, you know, more feature benefit close, and they're focused more on buying signals than on match. And that creates a whole world of hurt down the road.
I imagine.
You know, and I don't think franchisors are as sensitive to behavior styles as they need to be. They're typically set up to support one or two styles and not the others.
Right.
You know, because what happens is most franchise systems are reasonably small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the founders or the people that started them are usually involved in some way, shape, or form. So before it was a franchise system, it was a personal system for the founder, right?
Sure.
So the founder is going to be one of those styles, right?
Exactly.
You know, so they're typically, you know, they create a system to fit their own style. You know, they win, and then they franchise it. So the people most likely to win are people that more closely match the founder's style, unless
sure.
those systems evolve.
Absolutely, that makes sense. Yeah. So what's the best piece of advice you can give someone who wants to own a franchise?
It's going to sound trite, but do the homework. Don't get caught up in the hype, and don't get caught up in fear.
Right.
Identify what does it take to win. I'll go back to the cash model.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, what do I need to know? And does the franchisor have a track record of imparting that knowledge, yes or no? And now the track record is how the franchisees are doing, right?
Right.
Okay. You know, how do the peak performers think? So, like, when I ask them, what do you think about your customer? What do you think about your help? What do you think about going to work in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they saying? You know, and can I adapt those thoughts? Skills, what are they good at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what am I already good at? So, in other words, you can start predicting how well you'll do just by how many of those skills you're walking to the, you know, you're walking in with. Okay, and for those that are missing, you know, do a gap analysis. For those skills that are missing, what's the franchisor's track record of imparting that?
Right.
Okay, and then last, habits. What are those high-priority activities that generate all the results? Know that going in.
Exactly.
Okay, and then where can I waste time so you can avoid those things? You know, and set up structures from day one so that doesn't occur.
That's something.
Yes, and then the last thing I tell them to do is a lot of, I think, franchisees make decisions assuming they're going to be in the top quartile or the top half. You know, every franchisor has a bell curve distribution.
Right.
You know, so franchisors will typically look at the top half and say that's the system working, and they'll look at the bottom half and say the franchisees aren't following the system.
Right.
As opposed to the system produced the top and the bottom, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, which is what the system is really producing. So franchisees really got to start, franchise candidates, they got to look at the middle and say, okay, in all probability, that's probably where I'll be.
Right, right.
So is that good enough? I'm like, does that actually work?
Exactly.
You know, you hope to do better, but the probability says you'll be in the middle of the pack. So does the middle pack work for me? Does, you know, is that what I want my life to look like?
Right.
And if the middle of the pack doesn't work, then don't do it.
Absolutely. Joe, what's the best way someone can buy your book or get in touch with you? Is there any particular websites that they should go to?
Yeah, you could go to www.streetsmartfranchising.com.
Okay.
And you can get the book there and contact information's there. And if the franchisors are listening and they want to get to my company, it's www.franchiseperformancegroup.com.
Okay. Okay, that's great. We have the links also up on our show page too, Joe, so for anyone interested, you know, you can just click the links. And Joe, I want to thank you. You've been an incredible guest, and there's still more to talk about, so we're going to have you back on the show.
Oh, just quick. Plenty of time. Well, you know, happy topic to talk about.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for writing the book.
All right, have a great day, guys.
Have a great day, Joe. Thank you,
Joe.
Thank you. Wow, very knowledgeable, Don, huh?
Yeah, great book. I think we could have easily done about a 3 or 4 hour show today.
I would say so, yeah. Probably a 10 hour show.
We didn't get to.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again tomorrow for another great show. Take care.
Up back on the street, did my time, took my chance.